Hey, it's Emmy Mack here with your hot and heavy headlines. Kicking things off with Blues Fest. The Byron Bay Music Festival has just dropped its third lineup announcement for 2021, and it's an all Aussie one. A couple of rock legends are on it, including The Living End and The Angels. If all goes well, that festival will be happening next April. Ozzy Osbourne has celebrated the 40th anniversary of his iconic solo album Blizzard of Oz with a whole bunch of new content. The Prince of Darkness has given us an expanded digital edition of the album along with a vinyl reissue. There's a new animated film clip for the song Crazy Train on YouTube as well, and a re-release of the 2010 doco 30 Years After the Blizzard, as well as a whole bunch of new merch. Bit of good news for AC/DC fans, the band may have inadvertently leaked their return. So apparently they accidentally uploaded a bunch of new photos showing the lineup reunited with frontman Brian Johnson, and they deleted them pretty soon after, but not before the internet got a hold of them and fans lost their goddamn minds. Here's a random one. Fall Out Boy have faced off against Weezer in an episode of Celebrity Family Feud over in the US, with Pete Wentz leading his team against Rivers Cuomo.
I think that's the first time we ever hugged.
Maybe the last time.
Oh, now it's coming out.
That's right.
Oh, all right, now we're playing Feud.
You can watch the full thing for free on YouTube. Of course, those two bands were supposed to be touring Australia together this year with Green Day, but those dates have sadly been cancelled due to COVID-19. And thrash legends Anthrax are now selling their own brand of hand sanitizer. Yeah, so it coincides with the 35th anniversary of their sophomore album, Spreading the Disease, and their honey sani is called, wait for it, Stop Spreading the Disease. And that's it for now. Keep up to date and get your hard and heavy news on demand via the Triple M app.